In the city of Bath, not many years since, lived a barber who made a practice of following his ordinary occupation on the Lord's Day. As he was on his way to his morning's employment, he happened to look into some place of worship just as the minister was giving out his text, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." He listened long enough to be convinced that he was constantly breaking the laws of God and man by shaving and dressing his customers on the Lord's Day. He became uneasy and went with a heavy heart to his Sabbath task. At length he took courage and opened his mind to his minister, who advised him to give up Sabbath work and worship God. He replied that beggary would be the consequence. He had a flourishing trade, but it would almost all be lost. At length, after many a sleepless night spent in weeping and praying, he was determined to cast all his care upon God, as the more he reflected, the more his duty became apparent. He discontinued his Sabbath work, went constantly and early to the public services of religion, and soon enjoyed that satisfaction of mind which is one of the rewards of doing our duty, and that peace which the world can neither give nor take away. The consequences he foresaw actually followed. His genteel customers left him, and he was nicknamed Puritan or Methodist. He was obliged to give up his fashionable shop, and in the course of years became so reduced as to take a cellar under the old market house and shave the poorer people.